This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. At this week's African Union Summit in Egypt, there was no public censure of Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe. There was lots of hand-wringing by African leaders. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports they couldn't agree on what action to take.
President Mugabe was not given as warm a welcome as usual by his fellow leaders. Botswana called for its neighbor to be suspended from both the African Union and the Southern African Development Community. In the end, though, a watered-down resolution called for Zimbabwe's political adversaries to form a national unity government with no indication of who should head it. The regional mediator in the Zimbabwe crisis, South Africa's President Thabo Mbeki, who's been accused of not being tough enough in his handling of the problems, said outside players like the European Union and the African Union could not impose conditions for a solution to the troubles in Zimbabwe. The South African leader bristled at an EU declaration that it would only accept a government led by Zimbabwe's opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai. The West has made no secret of its desire to see Mugabe and his government isolated. After a second round of presidential voting that public opinion in and outside Africa deemed violent and neither free nor fair. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.